Mystical Moniot. Good morning, gentlemen. Shavuot Tov, Mazal Tov. So let's continue from where we left off. We left off with the order Kedima B'Berachot, that the order in Berachot is also within the Pasuk of the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. The last thing we said was that there's a machloket between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch says that anavim, grapes, and wine is the same thing. There's no difference when it comes to kedima liberachot. It's at the same level, which will be number three, because you have zait, then you have tamar, and then you have anavim. You have the olive, then you have the date, and then you would have the grapes. And therefore, the wine that is a level of the grapes wouldn't be kodem zait and date. The Rama disagrees. The Rama says, Davka she'ochel anavim kimot shehem, aval im asa mehem yayin shekoveya bracha le'atzmo b'pri hagefen chashuva, v'hi kodemet levarech alav. So the Rama disagrees in two places. It says this also at the end of Siman Resh Yud Aleph, that b'pri hagefen is different. L'chaora, shitat Maran is like this. Maybe some people have different minagim, I don't know, but l'maase, Shulchan Aruch is posek, the wine is number three in the list. There's a very interesting minhag in my in-laws family, which is on Shabbat, they don't put anything on the table until after the Hamotzi. That would make sense. Why? We know that there's a minhag to cover the bread or the mezonot when you're going to do kiddush, because you have a problem of there's many reasons, but one of them is you have a problem with kedima librachot. Lechaora hamotzi is before, mezonot is before. So therefore, we didn't see this halacha yet, but you know it. So therefore, when you have wine and you have a mezonot, for example, you cover the mezonot as if it's not there, and you do the beracha on the gefen. Truth of the matter, you cannot eat the mezonot without doing the gefen. So okay, beseder, but lemaase kach nagu, we cover. Very nice. Lichaora, I never saw it done, but lichaora for shitat maran, you would have, if you had olives there, for example, you would have to cover the olives. Why? Because you have an order. The olives go first. If you have the olives, you have to berach on the olives first. If you have dates there, you would have to cover the dates. I'm just thinking. I have to call my father and I ask him if it has anything to do with this. Maybe that's why they don't put anything on the table. Because if you put on the table, you start, what do you have to cover? What do you have to not cover? I mean, it's not rocket science. You could say, if you have this and this on the table, you cover. If not, it could be getting a little confusing. So maybe that's why they don't put anything on the table. I don't know. But would it be, according to Maran, that you would have to cover, again, it's not a, you would have to cover maybe the olives and the dates? I don't know. If the chaura, it's the inyan of kedima brachot, the chaura should be the same thing. It would be a very big chiddush. Another interesting inyan is that we know that, we just said that when you say borei minei mezonot or hamotzi lecha min haaretz, it always goes first. Very nice. Now in the pasuk, you have chita and seora. Chita and seora are mentioned as the first two fruits that is mentioned in the pasuk, which is wheat and barley. The truth of the matter is that wheat and barley have two choices of berachot, either adama or mezonot. If it became a cake, or if the kernel exploded, then it's borei minei mezonot. But if it did not, hakoses et achita, somebody eats it raw, or even if it's cooked but it's not exploded, the beracha is adama. So the question would be, if you have kernels of wheat, do you start with those, adama, or do you start with the olive? And the answer, Maran Shulchan Aruch Meforash, Hadechita u'seora kodmim davka keshasa mehem tavshil opat, aval hakoses chita shebirchato vole peri adama, ena kodemet lebirkat vole peri haaretz. If you're just eating it like this, then you start with the olive, and then you would do on the other one. It's not as chashuv as the other one, and also it's not the same beracha. So therefore, what we discussed is not really applicable in this case. Zat Hashem, tomorrow we'll discuss the case of the rice. We will talk about this.